I just wanted to read from your book because I thought it was a great rundown of how Our Lady of Guadalupe's symbol has been deployed. You say it is too simplistic to interpret the Virgin of Guadalupe as merely religious. Her image was emblazoned on protest banners for the United Farm Workers and in Latin social movements for immigration reform and cultural recognition. She has been commissioned by Latin Catholics fighting against the closure of their parishes by dioceses attempting to shore up their operating cost. She has been deployed as a logo for Banamex, the second largest bank in Mexico. Catholic pro-life groups marshal her image as an anti-abortion symbol. The range of values and visions mapped onto her image underscore her contested meaning for both religion and politics.
Things get very tricky because, of course, it's easy enough to project a kind of identification with someone who has been dispossessed and oppressed in our society and to kind of narrate things in a way where that becomes us, right? Where we're the ones who are being disempowered and our backs are against the wall. So you can kind of see the appeal of La Virgen with conservative groups, especially in a U.S. context where there is a genuine sense that they're under attack. You know, what is Patrick Deneen's, you know, abandoning defensive crouch conservatism, right? There's a sense that we are being pushed out of public life, that our culture is under attack, that families, that friendships, that institutions that we value are being rejected by society. So you can see why the movement would be drawn to a figure like Guadalupe, who is seen as empowering. But also, I think a lot of people haven't considered the possibility that they might be Bishop Zumárraga in the story. Especially if you are actually a bishop, it's possible that you should maybe read the story with you being the bishop and not the lowly oppressed person.